Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.
Fans, it's great to have you back with us as we get ready for Sunday night baseball here. The Giants and the Cardinals wrap up this three-game series and a seven-game set that has taken place over the last two weekends. That is tied up 3-3. And this series is tied up 1-1. The Giants, of course, lose yesterday 4-0 to the Cardinals. Good pitching for the Cardinals and a very tough bullpen. Boy, this Helsley, forget it. 102 comes in and shuts the door. Gallegos does as well. And the Giants just couldn't get it going against the Cardinal pitching staff yesterday. Runners on base, they just couldn't get it going with double plays and things like that. All right, joining us, and he's doing a great job, part of KMBR.com. He covers the Giants, and that's Danny Emmerman at Danny Emmerman on Twitter. Danny, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks a lot for having me on, Marty. I appreciate it.
No, we're glad to have you on. Let's talk about this team a little bit here as we get ready for this game, which is a great pitching matchup. Carlos Rodon, and, you know, here's the fastball, try to hit it, and then Adam Wainwright, 40 years old, coming out there with a lot of curveballs and stuff coming off the COVID list. How do you feel about this matchup today?
It's funny. It's quite the dichotomy, right? It's a strange juxtaposition between Rodon, who's, you know, throwing his fastball as often and as well as anyone, versus Wainwright, who's not going to pump many fastballs by you or by anyone for that matter at 40 years old. And you mentioned it already. You know, this is a big rubber match. They split the first series and they've head into this one tied 1-1. And I think the Giants, you know, I think they're happy to have Rodon on the bump for this one, considering the Cardinals, you know, project to be contenders, and they're a team that you might have to see again down the road.
Well, this team, the Giants, first of all, they snapped the six-game winning streak yesterday, 4-0. And I talked about Ryan Helsley, the bullpen guy who throws 102. Palante isn't bad either to finish it up with Gallegos. But the six-game streak is over. But this ball club has kind of turned the corner a little bit in my eyes, getting Wade back. Yastrzemski has been hitting very well. Give me your assessment on the Giants over the last week, even with the loss yesterday.
Absolutely. It definitely helps to get guys healthy. I think people might have forgotten how effective Lamont Wade is. He's, especially as a leadoff hitter where he's been hitting recently, he just works counts. He's kind of like a miniature Brandon Belt with more speed on the base path. He just works at bats. It's always competitive. And he's hitting the ball. He's seeing it really well now. And he's hitting it all over the yard. And that's such a valuable piece to have at the top of your lineup. And also as a platoon option off the bench. As you know, the team loves doing that. And that's such a secret weapon to have him available in a matchup in high leverage situations. So it definitely helps to get him back. It helps to get Evan Longoria back. He had his first, you know, hit of the season, which was a big double. And they definitely turned a corner. I don't even know if you could even consider it turning a quarter or if it was a slide even, just because of how banged up they were. And they were missing, you know, they're basically missing like an entire team's worth of players on the injured list and on the COVID list.
Well, good point. Danny Emmerman is with us. He covers the Giants for KMBR.com. Really does a good job. I really enjoy his game stories. Danny, Longoria, you mentioned the double to right center field. For me, that was a big deal because last year, the beginning of the year, that was his happy zone when he could get it out into right center. And yesterday, he smoked one. He smoked one that the second baseman caught. and that was heading out to right center. I like that about Longoria. At least he's looking the other way.
Yeah, I think that's a great sign for him that he's able to see the ball travel deep in the zone and go with the pitch. I think, you know, he's a veteran guy. He knows that you're not trying to pull everything. That's the recipe for a lot of fly ball outs. If you're just trying to pull everything, even outside pitches, he knows when to go to the opposite field. And he knows now that he's feeling, you know, up to it, that he can be a productive hitter at the big league level.
All right, I want to talk about a couple more players. One is Crawford, and he's playing great defense. He's out there all the time. They really don't have a backup shortstop now that Mauricio Dubon is in Houston. I'll get your thoughts on that trade in a second. But you look at Crawford's slash line, hitting .214, .313 on base, and .339 slugging. It's been a struggle for Crawford. He's gotten some big hits, but it's been a struggle for him, and I wonder if there's anyone in the background who could spell him for a couple of days.
It's a good question. And, yeah, I mean, you mentioned that they traded Mauricio Dubon out so that there's not really a clear backup shortstop. I know they're comfortable giving Tyro Estrada some time there if they needed to. But, yeah, I mean, I'm not sure if it's necessarily been a struggle. I was talking to Dieter on the air earlier this week, and just everyone's numbers are so confusing right now, just league-wide. The league average OPS is only .680, which is the lowest it's been since 1918. And so you'll see a guy hit whatever Crawford's hitting, .213. But I think he had a .687 OPS a couple days ago back when I checked. So if he's going to give you about league average hitting from the shortstop position with the excellent defense, I think the Giants will take that. You know, I don't think it's fair to really expect the MVP level production out of Crawford that we saw last year again. That it was such a, I don't want to say fluke, but it was such a deviation from all of his previous seasons. For whatever reason, you know, he just had an awesome year, and I don't think that's necessarily replicable 100%, but If Crawford can hit, you know, for power, if he can get on base a little bit more than what he's doing now, I think that's a huge position of value for the Giants.
Well, I think he's the captain of the infield, no matter what Belt says. He is the captain of the infield. And you bring up a good point, Danny Emmerman. The bar has been lowered. As you say, OPS, the lowest it's been since 1918. I didn't realize that. I know the batting average is the lowest average in the major league since 68, so that's something as well. All right, we'll let that one go and just let Craw do his thing at shortstop. LaStella, he should be back soon. The Giants make a trade with the Mariners just about every day. They've now got Walton, who can back up Estrada. At least he hits from the left side. What's going to happen when LaStella comes back, which should be soon?
It should be soon. Given the trade of Dubon, I think that's telegraphing that LaStella is pretty close to returning. And he's another veteran guy who knows his body well. He played in a couple spring training games, and they just didn't feel great coming out of them. So it's been a long ramping up period for him, and I expect him to return, you know, within the next few days is probably a fair expectation. And when he returns, I think he won't play every day at second base. I don't think it would be worth it to take Tyro Estrada's glove out of the infield right now. And I think given the way LaStella's heel has been, you know, responding seemingly to some of the ramping up, I think it would be pretty beneficial for him to start in kind of a DH off the bench, maybe start a couple games at second every week. Definitely mixing him around to get him off his feet.
Yeah, we're going to see him sooner or later. It wouldn't surprise me even today if we saw him. Danny Emmerman with us. You wrote a fascinating story this week, and I want you to explain it to the fans about Gabe Kapler and his love for music. And it's just not traditional music. He goes pretty deep in R&B and things like that. Tell us about Gabe Kapler and music.
Yeah, it's a love for music, and it's a pretty much a love for all kinds of music in not just like a, you know, oh, I love all music just because I don't really like any music. It's because he, like, really loves every music all the time. Basically, there's not there's not really a second that goes by in a day without, you know, Gabe either listening to music or music playing in his head. And that includes baseball games when he's managing and making tough decisions. There's seemingly always a song, you know, going on playing in his head. You know, when pitchers are coming in from the bullpen, he has this song called Paid in Full, which starts with thinking of a master plan. And that plays in his head. Excuse my singing, but that plays in his head when pitchers come out. He's got another one that comes in often when batters are coming up. I think it's called Let the Rhythm Hit Him, which is another hip-hop song. And I just think it's such a fascinating, you know, look from him into his mind, not really just into the dugout, but really into between the ears, into his mind of what's going on with him. And it's something that's always been the case with him. He's always loved music. It's in his family. You know, his dad was a classical pianist and music teacher. His mom, you know, was a huge music fan of folk music and world music. And, you know, all, like, so many of his memories of his childhood just revolve around music. So it's definitely something that separates him. I mean, I don't, at risk of overgeneralizing, like, it's not normal for an MLB manager to be listening to the new Kendrick album and just breaking down when the bass line cuts in and the specific lyrics and their meaning and how poetic they are. It's, I'm sure maybe some other manager in the history of baseball has been super into music, but it's definitely not common.
Well, it's a great story, and it's up on KMBR.com. You did a really good job of researching. And I guess he, as we wrap it up here with you in the last minute or so, I guess he was very happy to talk about it. And the other players, the young players, Lamont Wade, you mentioned, they relate to what Kapler goes through with music.
Absolutely. Yeah, Lamont told me he's, you know, he's never had a manager like that. And that's kind of what I was getting at with just how different it is. And, you know, Brandon Crawford is also super into music. And both he, when I asked Crawford, you know, oh, Gabe just told me he loves music more than baseball. What do you think about that? Does that surprise you? He's like, no, I think I might be the same way. So I thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, B. Craw is the DJ, right? Isn't he set the music in the clubhouse?
Yeah, he's been on the aux for some time with these Giants.
Boy, it's funny. I love the insight, and he does. Gabe Kapler does share this with his sons, who are at college. And when he finds a new song, they text back and forth, and they're into it as well. So, well, a lot of fun. It really was a good story, and I'm glad you did it. And it's a good insight into him as he walks out to the mound. You think, well, all right, am I bringing in this lefty to face this guy? He's singing a rap song. I like that.
Yeah. And, you know, you wouldn't expect it. When you see Gabe, you know, walking out to the mound, he just looks so stoic, and he kind of exuberates kind of confidence in his pitchers. Or maybe I'm reading too much into it, but yeah. He has the strut. And you wouldn't think that, you know, a hip-hop song is playing in his head, but apparently it is.
I love it. Great. Danny, great job. Love having you on. Keep up the good work, and we'll have you on again. And we'll sort of watch Kapler a little more closely and see if the lips move as he's walking out there. Have a good afternoon. We'll enjoy this one, Rodon and Adam Wainwright. Danny, thanks so much.
Oh, thanks a lot. Take care, Marty.
All right, more coming up. KMBR 680, 104.5, the sports leader.
Hey, everybody, Brian Murphy here, and you can make your money work harder for you with Provident Credit Union's Pick a Term Certificate. For a limited time, you can select a term of either 3, 6, or 9 months and earn an impressive 4.75% annual percentage yield, or earn 4.50% with a 12-month term. Yes, up to 4.75%. It's the perfect opportunity to achieve your short-term savings goals while enjoying a high dividend rate. With Provident's Pick a Term Certificate, you have the flexibility to choose the term that suits you best. So whatever you're saving for, Provident has you covered. Visit providentcu.org or swing by a branch for more details. And if you're in the Oakland area, there's a new location at Temescal Plaza. Don't wait. Secure your financial future today. This rate is effective as of March 26th, 2024. Minimum balance required of $10,000. Early withdrawal penalties may apply. Federally insured by the NCUA. For additional information, please visit providentcu.org.